One question in the laws of Mukseh that we learned already that animals are considered Mukseh on Shabbat. A person has a poodle or a cat or things like that, so clearly it would be forbidden on Shabbat to pick up the cat or pick up the dog and things like that. One would have to be concerned about these situations that arise for people that own pets. A person has a pet, a parrot, parakeet, things like that. He wants to, move it around on Shabbat. The question that we had in the Shi'ud that came up was, what about petting? Which means you're not actually moving the goof of the animal, but you're just petting its hair. Is there a difference between the hair of the animal or the actual animal itself is the only restriction on the mukseh? The biur halacha in siman shin yud bet, seif alef dibura matchilu mekanayah, he has a diyun, he has a discussion, and he leaves it in a sarich ayun, he leaves it in a question, but his side is to say that the hair of the animal, even though it's attached to the animal, that maybe the hair is not going to be asud, and therefore he wants to say that you can take the tail of a horse, and if a person wants to, let's say, wash his hands or dry his hands, he can take the tail of the horse and rub his hands against it. Question again would be here, if it's mukseh, it's mukseh. I mean, what's the sevara over here to say that you could, the horse you can't move on Shabbat, but the hair of the horse you can? Unless you say that what the Mishnah Berurah means is that the reason why your animal is mukseh is because you can't use an animal. And the gezerah of using an animal on Shabbat was only on the animal itself, but not its hair. And therefore, wherever the gezerah of tashmish of the animal is on, that's where the law of mukseh applies. And since they didn't make a gezerah on sa'ar of the animal that could be using it on Shabbat, only the goof, so therefore it doesn't fall into the category of mukseh. But again, that's subject to, a sarich iyud of the Mishnah Berurah. And furthermore, I don't know the actual mitziut of only touching the hair and not touching the animal itself. When a person pets a dog, for example, very hard to say to the guy he's only going to pet the hair and not going to actually start rubbing the back of the animal. Again, I'm not a pet owner myself, but I would assume that that's the way it's done. Lema'aseh, Hakam Yitzhak Beracha in his book of Mukseh writes in Daf Pevav, Yesh Metzadedim Shemutal Letaltel Se'ar Behema Velo Gazru Bazeh Mishum Shimush O Mishum Tiltul Haklama Aseh Ra'uy Le'esor Bazeh. So he brings the Tzadim Lekan Ulekan, he brings the Biur Halacha, but Lema Aseh he says that Ra'uy Le'esor Bazeh, because even the Mishnah Berura was not, we didn't give a psak, he would just give the different studies. So again, animals clearly are mukseh, and one should be mahmir also, even when it comes to the se'ar of the animals themselves, to be mahmir, not to move them as well.